Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Nova, the IBI, and funded by Comisú na mBean with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
You're very welcome to the first part of this month's feature of Ours to Protect here on Radio Nova. My name is Trac O'Brien, and every month we'll explore the reality of climate change and look toward a greener and more sustainable future. This month, we're looking at what's involved with carbon footprint. So first things first.
What is carbon footprint?
It's time to catch up with the girls and boys from Ardrí National School in Navan.
Martha. Julia.
Joe. Anna. Lena. Jeremiah.
Florence. Aisha. Kevin. Connor. Tiernan. Amy. Timmy.
Kaylee. Rory. Cavi. Victor. Kieran. And I asked them that very same question.
Carbon footprint is the environment being affected by our actions.
Carbon footprint is when you release too much gases into the air.
Carbon footprint means that if you leave a big footprint on the earth, it's going to leave a big impact. And if you leave a small one, it's going to leave a small impact.
And you want to leave as small as carbon footprint as you can, because if you leave a big one, you're leaving something bad behind you.
A carbon footprint is basically how much like food you waste and how much like litter you've done, all the bad stuff you've done. But so you want a really small one, just because then you'll be a kinder person.
A carbon footprint is technically a track record of whenever you threw a chip bag out of McDonald's out on the road, or if you took only yourself in the car instead of going for bus.
If you get electric hybrid car, you could leave a very small carbon footprint.
A carbon footprint is kind of how much carbon dioxide you've left in the atmosphere.
How much of a negative impact you leave on the earth.
That's the Eco Legends from Ardrí National School in Navan. So what exactly is carbon footprint? To find out, I caught up with Kieran Byrne from the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland.
Carbon footprint basically is the amount of energy or carbon dioxide released from the activities we do. Now, the carbon footprint has to be related to something. So let me give an example for your listeners. If I was going to go to school in the morning, what would be the carbon footprint of that journey? So, by example, we live about 2 kilometres from school. I can walk to school, I can drive to school, I can cycle to school. So if you walk to school, there's no carbon dioxide released. If you cycle to school, there's no carbon dioxide released. If you drive to school, the carbon footprint of that journey is the amount of carbon dioxide released by the car during those 2 kilometres.
Depending on traffic and everything else as well.
Absolutely, exactly, depending on traffic. So when people talk about the carbon footprint, they look at it in different ways. So they look at, for example, the average carbon footprint of an Irish citizen relative to, say, for example, a citizen from a developing country. And we have a much higher carbon footprint. So that's the total amount of carbon we use, be it driving to school, flying on holidays, heating your home with fossil fuel heating, eating foods that have been transported a very long way. All of those add carbon to the environment and go together to form your carbon footprint.
And what you do hear, a lot of it connected with airplanes when people are going on holidays and that. But if you do want to know, there's all sorts. If you Google carbon calculator, you'll find all sorts of things online to give you an idea of where your carbon footprint is.
Yeah, absolutely. There's any number of those calculators at the moment. It'll show you how you can improve it and reduce it and things like that. But just to give an assessment of what your individual contribution are. And what's really important is a lot of people think, I'm only one person, I'll make no difference, it doesn't really matter if I don't do anything. But actually, if everybody thinks that way, we won't improve things. But if everybody makes one or two small differences, all of those small differences add up. And they add up quite significantly. So, example, in the area I work in, which is retrofit for homes, about 22% of the emissions in the sector come from the heating of our homes.
Okay.
So if all of the homes in the country moved away from fossil fuel heating to renewable heating sources, we'd significantly reduce the emissions in the country. Whereas on an individual home basis, it doesn't add up to much, but when you add up all the homes, it makes a lot of a difference.
Kieran Byrne there from the SEAI. So the next question is,
how can we reduce our carbon footprint?
It's time to catch up again with the children from the Ardrí National School in Navan.
Stop lighting the fire that much.
By not driving and walking more.
By getting an electric car and stop putting fires out.
By riding bikes, walking, or just use a heater.
Using more line drying than the drying machine, and using electric cars.
If it's light outside, you could turn off the light.
Since the days are getting hotter and brighter, we can stop using electricity and we can start opening the windows.
We can stop turning on the water when you're brushing your teeth.
By getting like an electric car and solar panels.
If you're all going to the same place, don't use two cars, use the one.
Walk or cycle to work and just use solar panels and plant flowers for the bees.
Public transport or carpooling with neighbours.
Using bikes or scooters.
Maybe like take a 10-minute walk instead of like a 3-minute drive.
One of the biggest culprits for high carbon footprint is, of course, travel. Depending on the mode of transport, distance and number of people travelling. Even though travelling by bus is down the list for carbon emissions, Dublin Bus are making significant strides towards having a zero emission fleet. To find out about where they currently are on that journey, I recently caught up with Blake Boland.
We have about 120 fully electric buses on the fleet at the moment, out on the road serving people, which is an absolutely fantastic achievement to get so far so quickly. So that's really happened in less than 2 years. And when you compare it to the passenger car fleet, how that expansion has gone is it's really at a rapid rate. You know, we have just over 1,000 buses at any given time. If we're up to about 120, we're now well over 10% of the fleet in the space of less than 10 years. And this is making a real practical difference to the cleanliness of the air that we're breathing around town. They're more efficient, certainly better for the environment as well.
Where are you hoping that it might go in the future? This is rolling out at the moment to have more and more zero emission buses in the future, I presume.
The rollout has been done on a phased basis, and we're working through those now very closely with the NTA on this. And the idea is that we will just keep rolling them out in phased. So obviously people have heard about Bus Connects. You know, we're changing around the routes and the schedules a lot, so we have to kind of integrate this. You know, we're very much part of the fabric of the city, and this is another one of those threads within that fabric as well. But we are now adopting zero emission buses, and that potentially could take the form of, you know, hybrids of hydrogen and so on. But battery electric buses, we have 120 of those, and that's a real winner at the moment as they get rolled out. So yeah, we're moving towards a space where we'll be zero emissions at tailpipe eventually.
Very clean city.
That's what we're getting. And this is not just about the carbon emissions from the bus itself. It's about the air that we're breathing as we drive past housing estates and schools. This is one thing that kind of gets a little bit forgotten. Also, the noise of the buses, they're that little bit quieter. They're more comfortable for our passengers as well. And, you know, Dublin is moving towards being a very modern city and adopting these buses and the rollout and also the infrastructure that comes behind it. It's taking a massive technological shift and you know, fair play and congratulations to all the engineering operatives and the staff in Dublin Bus, the drivers that are adapting to this monumental change.
Blake Boland there from Dublin Bus as they plan towards a cleaner and quieter Dublin. When it comes to travel and carbon footprint, obviously the biggest culprit is air travel. For example, a round trip flight from Dublin to New York emits roughly the same level of carbon as you would driving a car for 6 months. Having said that, people are of course very much entitled to go on their holidays, but if you are interested in looking at other options that doesn't involve aviation, there was a great travel documentary recently by Mancon McGann. He essentially travelled across Europe by train and bus and shows very clearly the benefits of slow travel, where the whole travel experience is very much heightened. If you'd like to have a look, you'll find Mancon's Europe by Train on the RT Player. Well worth a watch. Next week, we'll be looking at electric vehicles to check the current status of the industry with an expert in the field. That's Eris to Protect on Nova with myself, Track O'Brien, on next Sunday morning after 7.
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisú na Meán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Radio Nova and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more.